Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for tuning in and listening. I've got a global intel update with Larry tonight. And there's a fair amount going on all over, even though it may seem quiet. Everybody's attention, of course, is diverted, one could say, into the Comey testimony yesterday. And before that, the four top guys in the intel testifying as well. And so people are really basically, but whenever that kind of a thing happens, always remember, there's something else going on in the background, and it's a diversionary tactic. Hi, Larry. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Why don't we, before we went on air, we were talking about Game of Thrones, and I've been kind of out of commission here on a lot of things. There seems to be a parallel going on with the Game of Thrones from what you're saying. Could you give us a briefing on that?
Well, it's very interesting, and I've followed Game of Thrones for some time. And ironically, you know, as that show began a few seasons ago, it seemed to really be a parallel to the beginnings of the election and then on into Donald Trump. And, you know, Game of Thrones reminds me a lot of Washington, D.C. And season 7 is about to come out, and I believe July the 16th, actually, is when it begins on HBO. That's season 7. And the interesting thing is, you know, I asked a question because, you know, there were concerns that Season 7 was going to have brief episodes, and they were not going to be long episodes and full-size episodes like sometimes they have had. But now, there's a headline, and I find it really telling because the headline that came out from Yahoo today was right after the Comey interviews, and where the left and even, I guess you could say, the deep state and establishment Republicans and all of them pretty much thought they had Donald Trump in a box and maybe possibly rid of him soon and then pull him off that throne he's sitting on. But what's interesting, this morning I got up and they had a notice on Yahoo says Game of Thrones season 7 is going to be much, much longer than we thought. So what basically they were, the article basically detailed how that the episodes were really going to be a lot longer than people had believed that they were going to be, and that season would stretch out possibly longer than it was expected to. And so I thought, well, I posted a question on my blog today. I said, well, is it possible that the USA, Game of Thrones, Washington, D.C., is going to be much, much longer than we thought? And that was my question.
Well, it would appear that if they're paralleling, and it appears that they are, that maybe they are telling everyone that Donald Trump is going to be around a little bit longer than everybody thought. Could easily go through to 2018, 2019. Might even get to the 4 years before they're... It all depends on the Lord, don't you think, and the timing of what happens, particularly with Israel. Now, I did notice that they passed a resolution with no dissent here in the United States. I've got a copy of it, of moving the embassy to Jerusalem, which would also probably include moving the temple, as or you know, building the Temple Mount as well. Once they get the capital over there.
Yeah, it's very interesting that you would say that, because Nikki Haley, who is the UN ambassador, and I find it very unusual for the United States UN ambassador to be on an extended trip to Israel and be on the ground in Israel. And today I noticed that Nikki Haley is being taken by the IDF to the Gaza-Hamas tunnels, and that
yes.
which is in southern Israel, by the way. And then also she's being taken by the IDF to the north of Israel and shown the Hezbollah tunnels in Lebanon and the Golan. And I find that extremely unusual. It appears that Donald Trump may have hit the pause button, so to speak, on movement within Israel. But at the same time, people that you would not expect are on the ground in Israel doing things you would not expect them to be doing in preparation of something over there. And what's interesting, too, is the fact that I was going to say more and more dialogue, it seems, and we talked today about that, more and more dialogue is coming out about a possible peace accord between Israel and the Palestinians that basically is unexpected, but however, it seems to be simmering on the burner.
Yeah, there's something going on in the background there that we're not being told about. And I did read an article here. The U.S. Senate, in an extremely rare moment of action without any opposition, adopted a resolution calling on President Trump to abide by the 1995 law that calls for the U.S. Embassy to be in Jerusalem. Vote was 90-0, and some of them didn't vote. While the Embassy Act of 1995 calls for the move to Jerusalem, which would be seen worldwide as a resounding affirmation of Israel's historic claim to Jerusalem, it provides a waiver the president can sign every 6 months if he determines the move might harm national security. So, while the call for the law to be followed is seen by many as a call for the establishment of the embassy in Jerusalem, technically, it simply states that the law should be followed. This was in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War. We're at the 50th year, and that, I think, is highly significant that we are there at that point in time. What do you think? I think this... the embassy move and the building of the temple are probably connected in some way, don't you think?
I think it pretty much all tied together. We know the Sanhedrin is working in the background and really come out in the open to begin to request some solution to that temple construction. However, you know, at the same time, and I'm not sure whether he signed the waiver. I know that they said that that President Trump was thinking about signing that waiver, but I never heard that he actually physically did. Now,
I guess
if he signed it, yeah. Oh, okay, he did sign it. Well, then that could put it off 6 months, and that's still 2017
December.
On our calendar. And all of this, though, what's interesting, and you kind of opened it up with this, you talked about, when you've got a lot of, I'll put it this way, I'm paraphrasing what you said, but what you said basically, when you're watching a circus, you might want to keep your eye in the background to see what else is going on you don't know about. And, of course, that's a
yes.
paraphrase of what you said when we talked about the Game of Thrones. But you're exactly right, and I do, it seems to be just really obvious to those that are watching that there is some kind of pivot to the Middle East such as I never have seen before.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that it's coming at a time when it appears that sign in Virgo, the star sign in Virgo, with the moon under her feet, Jupiter in her womb, the man child, and the Crown of 12 Stars. And so we also have something else going on. I don't know if you saw it. I think you did. I think you said you did. Where they found behind Virgo, but in Virgo herself, pictures that are being blanked out by Yahoo or whoever it is that does those. I think it's, I don't know if it's Yahoo. I'm not sure who it is that does that. They have the global star maps and all that. But one of the guys who's very, very alert on all of this stuff posted on YouTube. They went to many of the different star charts and stuff that are out there that are constantly updated, and they're all blacked out in this area of Virgo. But on one of them, you can see what appears to be objects coming in, just like we talked about sometime before. Somebody else found it. Well, now they're blanking it out. I think it's Google Sky, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or Google Space, something like that.
Yeah, they're blanking it out. So why would they be doing that? You know, some of the commentators are talking about how this thing is inbound and may well even strike, or part of its entourage would strike Jupiter, breaking this object up. And Jupiter, of course, you know, it's interesting that Shoemaker Levy 9 was the name of that comet that impacted Jupiter way, way back, and 21 impacts. Just so happens there are 21 impacts in the Book of Revelation with the judgments. And they hit Jupiter on the heel. So it's interesting that it was called Shoemaker, which would inform, or I guess increase or confirm would be the word, that this is probably what's going to happen. We have the birth of the man-child in September, and then this object coming in may well hit it. And anyway, it's definitely worth watching, because September of this year, Israel enters into the 2018 series of dating. And haven't Eli Rip and some of those guys over there been getting into the 2018 era of time?
Yeah, they've been digging into some of the codes, Torah codes, relating to 5778, which is our 2018. And of course, I don't know if people realize, but in September, I believe it is, Israel actually moves over into 5778, and they're not letting, they're keeping that data, those Torah codes, very, very close at hand, and they're not giving that data out right now, which to me is telling. And you was remarking earlier about something being blocked out in the sky patterns and such. You know, at the same time, I think it was the last show, we talked about the Lucifer telescope thing at Griffith Observatory. And how that they were watching something out there, and they wasn't even moving the observation. They had their screens on it 24/7, but what they're watching is not being told. And so I agree with you, Stuart. There's stuff out there, you know. And I'm really intrigued on you were talking about again. I think gravity waves. There's a lot of incoming. I don't know if people have realized all the stuff, cosmic waves, gravity waves, all type of strange audio signals and strange signals that they don't understand. Now they're even talking about some dual black holes that are creating some kind of sounds and waves. And you came up with this way back and began to talk about it before really it became as much common knowledge as it has now.
Yeah, it's Dr. Paul LaViolette is the one who really pushed this into the open, and of course nobody gives him credit for any of it. All these scientists that are now talking about the gravity waves, you never hear Dr. Paul LaViolette mentioned, but that's the way it goes, I guess. But there was an insider who was interviewed on, what do they call that place? Camelot I think the website's name. And they interviewed this insider. Paul LaViolette was on, and this insider, I think, if I can remember it right, called in. Or they discussed that they had talked to an insider who said that they had been out there evidently in their TR-3Bs, and Dr. Stephen Greer claims that they can go faster than the speed of light. And, of course, he's the guy that wants to get this disclosure doing, which that Native American NOAAIS claims there will be no disclosure by any government. It'll be done by the aliens themselves. So this is going to get very, very interesting as to who's right. But this insider claimed that they already knew this cosmic wave was approaching and a gravity wave right behind it that should reach Earth in 2017 or early 2018. Which is about right, I guess, when you consider 5777 or 2017 as a key pivot year. And another sign that a lot of people aren't paying much attention to is this solar eclipse that cuts America directly in half. And it occurs on August 21st, 2017, this year. What's interesting to me is that it's August 21st with the number 21, meaning the exceeding sinfulness of sin. But 21 also adds up 7 plus 7 plus 7. So are we into, and if you add across 8, 2, and 1, and 2, and 1, and 7, it comes to 21. So you have a 21-21. So there's more to this than meets the eye. And I do remember, if I'm remembering right, and you can correct me, but didn't Jesus say this thing comes at a time when no one expects it? It's out of the blue. It's almost instantaneous, and everything changes. Am I misreading that?
No, I think that's pretty accurate. And what's interesting, too, is the recent data that, you know, you've gotten about something that occurs to mankind, some type of vanishing, some type of missing persons or some type of space-time change scenario.
Yes. And what's interesting here on this eclipse, because in the folklore of prophecy, a solar eclipse is generally assigned to the Gentile nations. Lunar eclipses are assigned for Israel. So my question, I guess, would be, why is it cutting the United States in half, and why is it 33 days from September 23rd, 2017? You remember that Obama and the Pope shook hands on September 23rd at exactly 9:23 in the morning in Washington. And they are hooked. This occult stuff, they are absolutely hooked on this 9:23 date for whatever reason. I think at that point they thought they were going to bring everything in because trillions of dollars had been invested in this movies and the TV shows and the kiddie cartoons and magazines and articles all pointing to this 9:23. And then the Lord kind of put his finger in the middle of it with that sandstorm in Israel and delayed it for 2 days or 2 years. So here we are, 2 years. So it's kind of interesting.
It is interesting, and for those that haven't watched your Omega code, you know, I know you sent Richard Shaw your Omega code, and he watched it, and he was absolutely thrilled with it and said that from what he could tell, it was extremely accurate, and it seemed to parallel the Tor codes even. And, you know, for people who haven't watched that, you know, your Omega code literally lays it into this same time frame, and that was, what, 10 years ago that you did that?
Yeah, I released that, I think, 10 or 12 years ago. And I based it on something the others aren't. I based it on the cycles of Israel, because the Lord said to Noah, I'll give you 120 years. If you haven't built your boat in 120 years, you're in a lot of trouble. I'm paraphrasing what it meant. So Noah got busy and built his boat. Well, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be again. Right? 120
right.
years. So where do we date it from? I date it from the time Israel became a concept with the Jewish Congress in 1897. So 120 years later, it's 2017.
Wow.
And if you take the 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year, 50-year, 70-year cycles, they all fall in that 120-year period on very key dates of modern Israel's history. And that cannot be by accident. That is by divine decree. That you cannot have, the odds are quadrillions and quadrillions to one. And for those folks who don't really believe in the Bible or don't think it's worth looking at, they should pick up a book that's called Theomatics. And it was written by two guys who went into the numbers game in the Bible. Numbers are extremely important to the Lord. And what they found was absolutely astounding. It didn't matter if it was a sentence, a phrase, a paragraph. It always would come out, if it was talking about Jesus Christ, for example, it would always come out as an 888 or multiples of 888. So they ran the chances of that, and they were, of course, quadrillions again to one. Mathematically, that's an impossibility. Mathematically, that has to be written by a mathematical genius. And it was encoded in the scriptures for the last days, when we had computers, when we could see. And do you remember the movie Contact with Jodie Foster?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do you remember how they were trying to solve this writing that was coming, and they couldn't do it until they made it into a cube? They made it into a three-dimensional object, and all of a sudden, all of this stuff made sense. And I think that's where they're going with the Bible codes.
Well, it could very well be. You know, I got an email a few years ago, and I called and shared with you about it from Eliyahu Rips over in Israel. And he shared with me that they had found that the Torah codes were multidimensional. And, of course,
yes.
He didn't enlarge on that and you know, go into any of the details, but he shared with me that they had found that they're multidimensional, and I think that's somewhat what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you remember they found the deal on the primal light. Remember that? That was,
right.
What,
that's
five,
right.
10 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We call it dark matter. I've often wondered if we don't live in a negative universe, that our eyes are seeing it as positive, but in reality it's just the opposite, kind of like a negative on a film. Therefore, dark space would be light. Stars would be dark, et cetera, et cetera. I've often just wondered about that. But it's kind of interesting because getting back to the solar eclipse, they are for us. Why does it split America right in half? Any guesses?
Wow,
I would think maybe because God said he was going to split America in half.
Yeah, it reminds me of the experience I had where I heard this what sounded like a dry twig snap, and the Lord dealt with me about breaking America in half. And, you know, you and I have talked about the Mississippi, basically, and how that could easily be done through the Mississippi basin all the way up to where you live, you know. And you may be right, and this sign may be the last sign to America. I remember what Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer, you know, said. You know, he talked about some of this, you know, he was really worried about how this country would break apart. And so, you know, you may be right, and this may be the final sign to America at a really distinct time, which is really 5777, right here and now.
Well, there was a rabbi back in the 1200s who said that 2017 would mark the beginning of the Messianic era. So that means, like you were saying, that God is about done with the Gentiles. And you remember Paul saying, when the last of the Gentiles be come in, when they come in, when the door is shut, the door of grace, when that's closed, he immediately goes to Israel and begins to deal with them on the Abrahamic and the Davidic covenants. So we're going from grace back to law, which of course would make sense if you have a Sanhedrin, and they're going back to their ancient practices. But I can't imagine the Arab world going along with any of this, embassy move or capital move or temple mount or temple. It wouldn't matter where they pitched it. It could be out in the middle of some desert somewhere, and the Arab world would go nuts. So do you think what we're watching here is the beginning of an era of war? You had a vision posted. War everywhere. Could you explain on that, a little more on that?
Yeah, that was a friend of mine, Bill, you know, that had sent that to me. He does a lot of, he's very sensitive. He's one of those that a number of times, you know, he sent me warnings about earthquakes that he somehow seems to pick them up. He's sensitive, somewhat like your wife, Stuart. And he can feel bodily electric. He can feel the changes in frequencies and hear sounds. And he'll warn me about an earthquake or two, and it gives me like a 72-hour window usually, and they almost always happen. It has been so rare when Bill has sent me a warning that wasn't done happen that I can't remember any of them. It's always, he's very accurate, absolutely accurate, and within 24 to 72 hours, that earthquake will occur somewhere on the planet. And he recently had a dream, and he sent that, and I think I forwarded that to you.
Yes.
You know, he had a dream that he was in a place, and it was war all the time. It was everything. It was all everything war. And I think I would have to interpret that as a warning, possibly from the Lord, a warning dream, that we may be, and I believe he interpreted it a little bit this way himself, that we may see war everywhere on the planet soon. And I think that really dovetails back into what you're just talking about. I find it interesting and would like your opinion on this, Stuart. You know, you mentioned what would the Arabs do, and you couldn't believe how they might go along with any changes in Jerusalem or, you know, even the embassy move or any of this stuff. But, you know, if possibly this so-called miraculous act, which Israel seems to indicate was, with, you know, and I've shared before how that someone, I heard someone explain on Fox, that was someone that knew the Islamic history and all, and they explained how it would be impossible. It was actually against the law, against the king's ruling, for anyone ever to go directly from Saudi Arabia to Israel. Impossible, cannot be done. And when Trump's trip occurred, he was greeted phenomenally by King Solomon and the Arabs, and he was allowed for the first time ever in history to do what they had said only Muhammad had done, and you know that was their from their book. But is that do you reckon that maybe that was a sign that we're not really paying enough attention to, that possibly if heaven decides to pivot to the Middle East and do things, miracles may occur, and that may be one of the first ones?
Well, I think you're right, actually. If God's hand is in it, like his hand is obviously on Trump, or Trump wouldn't be sleeping right now under the dirt. There's no question about it. They would have killed him. So there's a reason why he's still alive, and that has to be the Lord himself. And I think, although we are watching, mystery war, Masonic wars, that doesn't mean the Lord's hand is not right there, because he's going to accomplish what he said. I have stretched out my hands upon the nations, and I will accomplish what I have proposed, and no one's going to stop me. And he kind of mocks humanity. What are you going to do? How are you going to stop me? Because I can do this. So, I, people just don't realize the power of the Lord, and they don't pay much attention to the signs that he gives us. And, I think that there's something here we're not seeing about Donald Trump. Now, in the bank, I think it's Bank of America. Maybe it isn't. Maybe I'm not sure which bank it is. But there is a mural on the wall of this bank, and Donald Trump specifically went there and went up to the room where this mural is. And on that mural is a picture of a blonde young boy, and you can see a woman being, lifted up into the heavens, and there's a whole lot of signs that would indicate that Donald Trump does in fact represent the shift back to Israel and the rise of the strong delusion, the rise of the strong deception, which is another aspect that we really don't talk about a whole lot, but this strong delusion is growing everywhere, and it's really going to sweep most people into eternal ruin. They're not going to be able to stand against it, I don't think. What say you on that? Yeah, I think Donald Trump is something we don't know yet who he is.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You know, you mentioned how it was so bizarre almost that, and so many people were having a problem or difficulty with any way in form or fashion that God could actually use Donald Trump. But, you know, when I went back after, you know, there was this thing about the Cyrus, you know, come up in the Torah codes, and then, you know, we read about it from different people that were writing books and researching, and then when I read Isaiah 45, which almost is ironic because Donald Trump is the 45th president that just should never have been, according to a lot of prophecies and people, they said the 44th was the last. But Isaiah 45 clearly lays out how that God said, about Cyrus. He said, Cyrus doesn't know me, but I'm going to use him anyway. And look at what he did with him. I mean, it was phenomenal. And I think we're seeing the same thing all over again. But like you said, so many people don't recognize either the revelations or the signs, or it's not being presented like they expected a sign would be presented. And they just can't see it. And so even in America today, there's so much of a tremendous struggle and clash over a Donald Trump even taking that office, even being the president. You know, I remember when actually there was talk radio shows and he first come out and announced that he might run. I heard radio show hosts, especially on the left, they were just laughing their heads off on these programs and talking like that was the most impossible thing they could ever imagine. They didn't even expect Donald Trump to even run, much less win the election. And I think we're seeing a paradigm shift of thought for those that couldn't even conceive of it now can't accept it. And, you know, I was thinking, Stuart, as you was talking about something that, you know, you a pivot in between a pivot between grace and the law, back to a law type setting.
Yes.
And in other words, from the Gentiles to Israel again. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. And you know, we've talked about something happens, it seems, or it seems prophetically that something happens that so many people have locked into this delusion or this idea that they've created that there's no escape, Stuart. And I was thinking of that as you finished your talking just a minute ago. It's rather scary to realize that such a mass of humanity can fall for such a sham and not be able to escape. In other words, there won't even be repentance. There won't be a way out. In other words, they fall into this delusion, and it forever it's a trap of darkness.
Yes, but it opposes as good. In fact, I was rereading an article, and a new article, actually, by this guy, this mystic. And what he's talking about is, in fact, I believe, the strong delusion. And it's a 70-year-old prophecy, interesting, 70 years. The earth will soon be swept by extraordinary rapid waves of cosmic electricity. And the prophecy goes on to say, during the passage of time, the consciousness of man traversed a very long period of obscurity. And then he goes on to say, a gradual movement is already occurring in the thoughts, sentiments, and acts of humans, but everybody will soon be subjugated to divine fire that will purify and prepare them in regards to this new era. He's talking about the new age.
Yeah.
Thus, man will rise himself to a superior degree of consciousness, indispensable to his entrance to the new life. This is what one understands by ascension. Some decades will pass before this fire will come. That will transform the world by bringing it a new moral. This immense wave comes from cosmic space and will inundate the entire earth. All those that attempt to oppose it will be carried off and transferred elsewhere. Now, what's interesting to me is that's what the bots talk about. All of a sudden, they got this ascension and vanishing of people showing up in their language. And everybody knows Cliff High is basically an atheist, I think. I mean, I can't speak for him, but from what I gather, he pretty much is. And yet he even mentioned, this sounds an awful lot like the rapture of the Bible, the vanishing or the taking away of people who oppose this new order of things. Why is that all appearing right now? Why are these articles appearing?
What's interesting, too, now, I haven't watched it, but there's a program, and Skywatch TV was talking about it the other day. I'm aware of it. There's a television show that came on. It's a number of seasons. It's called The Leftovers. And you know, that terminology would make you think something weird. But what it is, and you was talking about Cliff High and, you know, how he does and thinks, and that The Leftovers is really it's a TV show about a rapture type event, but it's a rapture without God. And in other words, a whole bunch of people are suddenly taken, but those that are left are called The Leftovers, and that's the name of the show. And then they find out, Stuart, that down through time, a little further from the leftover event, basically, and they're survivors of they're the leftovers, that there's something coming to the whole planet, some type of wave or something that is going to finish off the program, so to speak. I think it's an ET type scenario, but isn't that odd that a lot of this stuff is showing up even in the films? I mean, the same types, you know, and pictures of something that, like you said, is defined somewhat like a rapture of a sort, but the leftovers is a rapture without God. In other words, you know, there's not the God factor is not in that show at all, and I don't guess there's no good way for humanity, either way you look at it. But, yeah, this is – it's really – and it's all timed for the 2017-2018 scenario we're living in, it appears.
Yeah, that's what makes me kind of – you know, when the Bible talks about a great sign appearing in the heavens, he's really saying, verily, verily, I say unto thee – you better lift up your head and look, because this is going to be important. And what's important about that sign to me also is the Luna Tetrad events that came in 2014-2015, bookending the seven feasts of the Lord. Now, when you really look at that, why would you have two of them, which is a kind of a verily, verily, I say unto thee, Israel, you better get ready, because I'm coming to deal with you on the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants, which is really, in the scriptures, the time of the Great Tribulation, Daniel's lost week or 70th week, and terrible time for Israel. Israel has to atone for their sins. Human race has to, humanity must. I know people really don't believe that they're fallen. But they really are. The Bible declares absolutely we are a fallen race, and we are, whether we like it or not, or even know it or not, in league with Satan. Jesus said we walk in spiritual darkness. We have not a clue. There's a veil over us, and we don't understand what's really going on. It reminds me of John Lear's statement on Art Bell. You may have heard it. It was kind of a funny story. It's about this guy who walks by an ant farm. This guy has an ant farm in his house. And it just so happens one of the ants sees him, hails him. And the guy stops, and he turns around and says, "What?" And the ant says, "Well, what's going on?" And the guy says, "Well, you know, it's a big universe out there. And from your perspective, you wouldn't understand any of it." And he walks away. So this is kind of where humanity is. They're the ant. And it's a big universe out there. Many verses, multiverses, I guess, from science now. And so we don't have a clue. The only advantage we have over the ant that was embarking on this conversation is we have a Bible. God gave us this book that tells us a little bit about what's really going on. And I just wish people would approach the Bible as a, not as a religious book, but as a book of knowledge. And he covers, I mean, everything is in there is paranormal. It really is. And yet nobody pays any attention to it.
Oh, absolutely. You're absolutely right. And I think it's rather telling all the signs, you know, that we're seeing coming up. It's ironic that we're entered into a summer that, you know, now there's reports coming out, of course, that this is going to be a rather rough summer in America because of the left and the right and Donald Trump in office and all those that want him out of office. And so, ironically, it's almost like a time of chaos or confusion leading right up to the September the 23rd. And really, I think the bots kind of chime in on that, don't they?
Oh, yeah. The bots are very, very interesting. The last, not this latest one, which dealt with finances, but the one just before, dealt in chaos and confusion and money problems, economic problems that we're going to develop over the summer. I think this is going to be a summer of rage from the left. If they're going to have an American summer, it'll be financed by George Soros. It'll be connected to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton and all that. Getting to that, what did you think of the Comey hearing and testimony? What was your take?
Well, from being in government or law enforcement for many, many years, in the military too, And what was ironic, this, you know, and I talked to you just, or mentioned it earlier to you, I think, today, was this Larendowski. You know, he was the one that helped Trump in the campaign, but he's not in the government right now. He really came out saying that this James Comey thing was absolutely the proof of the deep state situation that is ongoing, and of course the left and the news media and everybody's been slamming him all day long, talking about this incredible deep state conspiracy theory. The only thing that, you know, like you and I talked earlier, deep state's a conspiracy theory, ha ha ha. And you know, isn't it ironic though, Stuart, over the last 10 to 20 years, all these conspiracy theory terms that we've used sooner or later came out to prove that they really wasn't a theory after all.
Yeah, I can remember when I was in the early stages of our ministry and we released Iron Mountain Blueprint for Tyranny and talked about, I think it was the CFR, and that was just a conspiracy theory. There was no such thing as a Council on Foreign Relations. Well, they had a building in New York, so maybe that's the Mandela effect. Maybe the other people are on a different timeline or something. But then they said there were no Bilderbergers either, or Trilateral Commission. Wasn't no such thing. And now Hannity, I notice on Fox, keeps talking about tinfoil black helicopter conspiracy theories, and in a way kind of mocking it. Well, I had a black helicopter right over the house at a time when they didn't exist.
Yeah.
So, you know, the public is basically dumbed down to the point where whatever CNN says has got to be the truth, or ABC or NBC. Back in those days, whatever they said, that was truthful. And when Dateline was going to come out and interview me because of the Iron Mountain thing that I had done, and I remember talking to the guy who was going to be the, what do they call him, the producer, I guess, and Jane Pauley and that group at that point in time. And when I said, don't make me say something I didn't say, because I'd been releasing some videos, and I knew how to, you know how to distort what is really said,
yeah,
if you want to,
yeah,
as you well know. So anyway, as soon as I said that, and I said I want to produce the government documents that I have, that I've gotten out of Washington, to substantiate my claims that the Iron Mountain report is legitimate and it's being orchestrated. It's being done. Well, when I said that, all of a sudden they cooled their heels.
Yeah.
This thing is so manipulated, people just don't realize it. They really don't. And they have a tendency to just believe whatever is said. I have never seen such lies, and I believe the book of Revelation talks about it. Those who love and make lies is major media. That's all they do. The United States is probably one of the most dumbed-down group of people in the entire planet. You remember when that sheriff out there in, where was he from? He went out and proved that Obama had been born over there in Kenya.
Yeah, that was our
And everybody laughed at him.
Yeah,
yes,
in Arizona.
Everybody laughed at him. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he proved it. Everybody in Europe knows he was born there. His grandmother was there at his birth. There are even markers claiming he was born there. So, you know, I don't know. People just, they choose to believe whatever they want to believe, and I'm of a firm belief that those who have paid attention to what the Lord said are in safe hands, and those that poo-pooed it or laughed at it, well, I think there's going to be a one last call, and that's about it. So I'm kind of a way, the rapture does not occur, as some are claiming, on September 23rd. I'm not a believer in that necessarily, but I think it's very close at hand. I think the age of grace is about over.
Yeah, I think you're accurate. You had asked me what I think of Comey, though. One of the interesting things that came out was how that the DOJ and the FBI had covered for Hillary Clinton, and of course Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. And you remember there was a change of terms when I haven't heard the news media pick up on this yet, but they changed the terms. Remember, Loretta Lynch told Comey, "Let's use the word matter, not investigation." And you remember words matter? You ever heard that people say words matter? Well, here's the difference.
Oh, yes, they do.
Okay, here's the real difference. When the FBI uses the term they're looking into a matter. In other words, we're not investigating an investigation of a crime. We're looking into a matter. That actually erases all availability of the tools that the FBI can use to bring that to a conclusion. In other words, you can't even have, on a matter, you can't even have a grand jury set up to hear any of it.
Oh.
If there was evidence, you can't even hear it. And you remember, they didn't even swear any of the witnesses or the people that they went to. They just talked to them. They were looking at a matter. Because what happens, and I don't know why the news media isn't putting this out everywhere, when they used the word matter instead of investigation, it was already a done deal that they were going to do nothing because it wasn't even an investigation. Matter is a term that means they're doing nothing other than eye candy for the American people.
Yeah. Well, it just seemed odd to me. Now, maybe Trump will move on Hillary and Bill and Loretta Lynch and Obama even. Personally, I think they're guilty of sedition, and I think mainstream media, to a large part, is guilty of sedition as well. They are not content in just criticizing Trump. They want to get rid of him. That is the attempted overthrow of an established government. You can either label that as treason, or you label it as sedition. And yet nothing is being done about it. That's what bothers me about what's going on. Why hasn't something been done about it? Why haven't the Clintons been arrested? They got the evidence. They know they were involved in all kinds of illicit affairs, pedophilia, and I think a lot of this maybe has been blocked because if they open up that can of worms, how many in Washington are involved in it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think you're exactly right. I listened to retired general. He was on, I can't remember which program he was on, one of the Fox programs the other day. I believe his name is Jack Keane. And he was saying that what he was watching with Comey, he said, was nothing other than a movement of the government to bring down the White House. And then also, too, there's been some of them today that have been talking on Fox on certain broadcasts indicating that it appears that the left and the establishment and the deep state are so intent on destroying a Donald Trump presidency, they will sacrifice the American people and the government of this country for it.
Hmm. Well, I think they will. I mean, I don't think the Illuminati would hesitate to nuke the United States using Russia or whoever they want to use. We have to go back to Psalm 2, and people really need to not only read it, they need to memorize it, because we are, as you have said, and I have said a number of times, we are in the middle of a Psalm 2 war. And although they act as though they're fighting each other, and in some ways probably are on the surface, like the Game of Thrones, but in the end of it, spiritually, it has one goal. Let's get rid of God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. Let us remember them no more. As the Arabs are saying about Israel, let us push her into the sea, and we'll remember her no more. And, of course, God has other plans. So, kind of foolish, yeah. I think, to take on the Lord. But before we close, what's going on this North Korean thing? He's still launching these, what are they, cruise missiles?
Well, what they appear to look like, possibly Chinese cruise missiles, but Kim's got a bunch of them, and he's still launching them off his coast into their what you called earlier, shore to ship, you know, or ground to ship missiles. They're to take out a carrier group. That's what they're for. And it's really interesting what we're watching over there, and I'm beginning to look more and more at what you were saying, like it looks like a trap, because South Korea keeps backing away from its commitments with the U.S. on defense, and at the same time, China seems to be more backing North Korea than really assisting in stopping North Korea. And this is becoming very, very, very dangerous, you know, and we're just having to watch it to see which way it goes. But it doesn't look like a good outcome. And I begin to wonder, you mentioned earlier in the program about something possibly hitting Jupiter. You know, there's always been a worry years ago from people that worried that something would knock the moons of Jupiter out of orbit. And I wondered if possibly what Red Elk or Ed Dames or some of those saw looked like a moon coming by the Earth's atmosphere, it could have been one of Jupiter's moons.
Yes, and I do know that Ed Dames, Dr. Doom, has never backed off from his CME EMP event, and it appears to be the sun is still really kind of inactive, very inactive. And the radiation levels are climbing, and it seems like humanity is going more and more into the, how do I call it, the deep comatose state of either rage or, you know, kind of like zombies. And it seems to be increasing. And you were talking, before we close, I got a couple, 2 minutes. What was this thing you were talking about on insects coming into the houses? And you're hearing about this all over.
Yeah, we're receiving reports, and I'm experiencing it, actually. All kind of spiders and outside bugs and fleas and everything are pouring into any spot they can get into the houses recently. I've been fighting them here in my house, and I'm hearing people from Oklahoma and Texas that's finding the same thing, that there's almost an invasion of insects trying to get into the home. Now, this is something that might naturally occur a few weeks or a month before bad winter spells begin to come in. And so something's off. Something's really weird with the weather anyway. But why are the insects trying to get in into barns and buildings and homes now, suddenly everywhere around the area I live in? What do they know, what do they detect that has changed their pattern?
Well, it might well be that Cliff High and his bots, and he said there was going to be snow in the summer. These polar vortexes would start to come down, even in the middle of summer. Maybe they're thinking about that. However insects think. But we've had a lot of ants and stuff trying to get in that normally stay outside during the summertime. They like to come in the winter. Anyway, any parting thoughts?
Well, I was thinking earlier, you're talking about zombies. They better be able to do without food, because it looks like, from what we're seeing, that we're about to go into a troublesome time of smaller amounts of food.
Yeah, I was in Walmart today. There's something going on in the Walmarts. The food is it's getting scarce in a lot of areas, so we just have to watch. Anyway, folks, as we close down, if you haven't prepared, you got very little time left to do so. There's talk of a financial reset coming up in the very near future. Anyway, thanks, Larry, for coming on. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Don't mean to scare people, but truth is truth. So we'll see you next week.